If you keep bees long enough, you're going to get stung.
Well, that goes without question, I guess. It sounds like you got something to talk about here.
Well, at some point, I do. But it's just a characteristic of beekeeping than this thing. I mean, how many times, Kim, have you been asked, don't you ever get stung?
Yes, I do.
Hello, I'm Jim Too.
And I'm Kim Flatham.
And I want to welcome you to Honeybee Obscura, where today we're going to talk about the universal topic of stings and stinging. How do you learn to live with that?
You are listening to Honeybee Obscura, brought to you by Growing Planet Media, the folks behind Beekeeping Today podcast. Each week on Honeybee Obscura, hosts Kim Flatham and Jim Too explore the complexities, the beauty, the fun, and the challenges of managing honeybees in today's world in an engaging and informative discussion meant for all beekeepers, long-timers, and those just starting their journey with bees. So sit back and enjoy the next several minutes as Kim and Jim explore all things honeybees.
If you keep bees and you're around thousands of bees because you're doing everything Kim told you to do, and you got a nice strong colony, well, go figure, every one of those worker bees can sting you. So you're going to get popped sooner or later. Why would you keep bees? If you're going to do this, why do you do it? Are you a slow learner or what, Kim?
Well, it's a fact of life. And yes, I am actually a slow
learner. So am I. After all these decades of doing that, clearly I am too. I don't want to play this thing up, but I don't want to play it down either. Yes, bees sting. And, you know, oddly, I haven't done it in 15, 20 years, but for a while I ask audiences, what would you think if we could develop a bee that didn't sting? And, you know, a remarkable number of times it was a majority of the people that wanted bees left just like they were. If you do something stupid, they sting you for it. And it wouldn't be the same if they didn't sting you for it. So maybe it's just us. Maybe it's a personality type. I don't know.
The other thing about getting stung, that first one in the spring, welcome summer.
Yeah.
It hurts a little more than the 20th one in the summer.
Yep.
Because you haven't been out there for a while, but it says welcome back.
Everything's in its place, isn't it? You're doing something goofy already. And so, you know, most of the times it stings that I deserve. It's something that I did. But sometimes you get those stings that come out of nowhere that you didn't know what happened, and you just feel so put upon. I didn't do anything wrong. I was out here minding my own business. Why are you stinging me now? And, it's, you know, you just want to have a little heart-to-heart with some little opinionated bee that's flying all around you there. If you do this, if you're getting stung too much, I mean, if you're that guy off in one side of the yard that's just wiping bees off, and as soon as they wipe them off, other bees are right back to sting, you're doing something seriously wrong, and you need to retire from the area and reevaluate your plan. Something isn't right. So, yeah, there should be a sting here, a sting there. There should be more stings than you want. But if you're really taking hits like 5, 10, 12 of these things, and the bees are all around your veil, they're agitated, you got a problem. You got something going wrong. Reconsider something.
I'm sure you've known that beekeeper that appears to be doing everything right, but isn't, according to the bees.
Yep.
I mean, they're moving slow. You know, there's no shadow over the top of the hive. They're using smoke just right. They've got the right gear on, and you know, they don't wear gloves because they don't want to squish bees and encourage stings, and still they're getting, and you're over across the hive from him looking at him, and he's dancing and you're just looking at bees.
You know, I particularly enjoy those days because all too often it's my time to be the guy who's dancing over there. No, some people, you know, is there any science? There is for mosquitoes. I don't know if there are for bees or not, but sometimes it just seems like that the bees would preferentially go for someone. Back when I had classes and had regular students, there was just a few students that you just wanted them with you out there because the bees would always sting them. And I never really knew, you know, if it was their diet or their you know, some, I don't know. I have no science, so let me just get off this subject. But I do have some science that, you know, mosquitoes are preferential, so it wouldn't be like far afield. If you're going to go out there, though, and you're going to be moving bees, or you're taking off honey, or you're making splits, you need to go into combat suited up. It's always disruptive when you're under attack and when you got bees all over you to go back to the truck then. And then with those bees all around, you try to get dressed. So when it comes to stinging, you kind of want to be in control of the situation from the start all the way through to the finish.
Yeah, if I'm doing some heavy work, I'm going to be moving colonies or reversing supers or something, that's going to cause a fair amount of disruption. I'm going to have on the gear that I need. I don't often wear a full suit, but in a situation like you were just talking about, I'll probably have a full suit on. I wear gloves even less, but sometimes gloves are... The worst thing about not wearing gloves, in my opinion, is not getting stung on the hands. It's getting stung when you're holding something, when you're carrying something, and you get that sting on the bent knuckle. And you automatically flex, and then you drop what you're carrying.
Well, I hope you stop doing that as you have matured. When you were saying that, I was thinking, I wonder what Kim says to himself when he's dealing with these surprise stings that come along, because it's like you develop your own little thing. You take the hit. It's a surprise. It hurts. You've been there. Done this before. If you can just hang on for about 20-25 seconds, it's going to begin to decline. But yeah, those 20 or 25 seconds, if you want to say things that are important to you, if you want to get things off your chest, it's probably a good time to have at it.
We want to thank our sponsor today, Liebengood Family Apiaries, a third-generation family operation with more than 50 years' experience operating in northern Ohio. This spring, they'll have several deliveries of Georgia-certified Italian and Russian hybrid packages arriving in March, April, and May. Plus, they have 5-frame deep nukes, so bring your own box, or they have one-ways available. Of course, there are lots of extra queens available that you can have marked or clipped. To find out more, or better yet, to order today, go to www.ohio-bees.com. Better hurry, they go really fast.
You know, back in the day, a long time ago, when I was working with USDA people, one of the technicians working there, he could feel it getting stung, and he would quick grab that bee and grab her abdomen and the stinger and pull it out, and she'd live.
Huh.
She'd fly away. He hated to see a bee die. He'd take that sting and he'd grab the tip of the abdomen and the sting and pull them out, and watch her fly away, and he said, there's another one saved.
Well, the thing I'd be concerned about is she flies in a short circle and comes right back to re-attack me.
I never followed up on that. I don't know if that happened, but I was...
I'm not going to use that guy's approach. I don't want to kill bees, not a single bee, but if she's trying to eat me alive, I'm probably going to go ahead and cut her 3 to 5 week lifespan a little bit short.
Yeah.
At that point,
although she's probably already done it, or by the time you've jumped and reacted, she's, you know, 6 feet away.
Yep.
And there's that stinger pulsating in your hand.
I've read some about that. The reason she's so much faster than we are is that her neural pathways are so much shorter.
That makes sense for
me to move my thumb. I had to go all the way down, you know, from my brain down through my shoulder all the way out to my thumb. For her to move her tarsal claw, it was a much shorter trip for her response time. So that may be something. It may not be something. This is something, though. You and I are kidding, and we're laughing, and we'll sting each other and whatever, but I don't do the sting thing. I don't try to sting anybody else, and I always treat anybody, beekeeper or not, with ultimate respect about that sting thing. So don't laugh. Don't be insensitive. I mean, it really needs to be a rock-solid situation for you to decide it's funny if someone else is stung, especially someone who's not a beekeeper, because they can just take time to beat themselves to death. I mean, you know, mortally wounded, tearing themselves apart. But at that moment, it's not a good time to do anything other than help those people.
Don't you admire the people that will go in shorts and a t-shirt and take a colony apart, pull out the queen, put the colony back together, and walk the queen back to wherever she's going, and they, you know, maybe one.
You know, that's the same guy. That's the same guy. I'm going to say that's a guy who can get in a truck with the muffler hanging off and a tire that's essentially worn out and got 300,000 miles and just lay the load on the back and drive for 25 hours and nothing happened. If I do that, I wouldn't go 300 feet before that truck would fall apart. So I'm not that beekeeper who can do that. I mean, I like the whole ensemble, Kim. I go out probably with at least, I always have a veil. But if you need a veil and a half suit, let's put that on. And then on those days when you're really taking off honey or big colonies or night moves or whatever, it's going to be the full suit and then probably gloves. So I have the whole decorative ensemble somewhere in the truck, and I use parts of my apparel as I need it. Now, I'm not saying that's what everybody else should do. I'm not saying it's the right thing to do. I'm just saying it's just me.
Better Bee is pleased to sponsor today's episode of Honey Bee Obscura podcast. For over 40 years, Better Bee has supplied beekeepers across the country with the tools, equipment, and knowledge needed to succeed. Because many Better Bee employees are beekeepers themselves, they understand your needs and challenges and are better prepared to answer your beekeeping questions. From their colorful catalog to their support of beekeeper educational activities, including this podcast, Better Bee truly lives up to their tagline of beekeepers serving beekeepers. See for yourself at betterbee.com.
I'll tell you something else that to think about. You know, you take a look at those beekeepers back in 1920, 1930, 1910. How many of them had beards?
That's exactly right.
And the reason they had beards was because their veils leaked. And a beekeeper with a beard and a bee gets in your veil, you've got another level of protection. She's going to have to struggle a little bit to get to your skin to give you a sting. So you've got like a count of four to get your hand in there and pinch her before she stings you on the nose.
I had never thought of that in that way. I'm still thinking about that. So if you've got an old leaky beard and it's 1920 and you've got that old wire cloth that would rust through, and you tried to stitch it back with some sewing thread and a needle and the beak was able to get through. Well, now it's your thought, but you got me working on that. Is the beard preferential? Did it have an odor or did it have a sensation? Did it have a bear-like feeling? You know, B-E-A-R, animal kind of beard. So did she lure you to the hair or to the empty skin?
I think what it is, it's just thick and bushy, and she can't get through it. She can't
I like that.
Make a beeline for your
I
cheek.
I like that.
She's got to struggle to get there, and sometimes she can't get there.
Huh.
So there's a value there.
That's a bee culture article there. You know, I was just thinking, is there a beard in your future?
Yes.
With this whole bee thing.
There's one in mine.
Yeah, as there should be. 100 years ago at University of Maryland, standing on the front porch, long story, I gave a quick tour one day to a young woman and her daughter. And I didn't put my veil on. I put it on the kid. And without notice, with no warning, and without justification, I had a bee fly right up my right nostril in front of that little girl and in front of that woman. And it was then, Kim, that I realized when you're stung inside your nose that your knees come out from under you and you drop right to your knees. You know, you get stung over and over and over again, but some of the stings just really stand out. They're the ones that you remember, and that's one of the ones that I remember. If I get a chance to talk to the listeners more, I'd flesh out that story some. But some stings are keepers, but most of the time, it's just all in a day's work.
I had kind of one like that once. I was retrieving a swarm, and I was standing on the top of a ladder. I don't know how many feet off the ground, and the swarm was still above my head, and I was reaching up, and I was looking up, and there was a gap. on my veil, between my veil and the shirt I had on, and exposed my throat. And of course, I hit that swarm. The swarm dropped, and a bunch of them found that gap. And I'm sitting there up there, I don't know how many feet off the ground, and I'm going, if I do anything stupid, I'm going to die up here. But if I don't get out of here, I'm going to die up here.
Yep. That's a dangerous mix, ladders
yep.
and swarms. You're asking for something there. Kim, our time's up. I want to talk about maybe this sting thing some more as it comes up. But right now, respect stings, wear protective gear, take care of other people that are around you, and know that it's going to happen if you keep bees long enough. Shouldn't be a big deal.
But still, the first one in the spring is better than most.
You got that on your mind, I can tell. Well, you need to go out and get stung. It's supposed to be warmer later today, so go out there and get stung, and we'll make a picture of it.
Okay.
All right. We'll talk later. Bye-bye.